Kenosha Sports Extra, the podcast, the high school football edition, joined with our friend Tommy Watt. Tommy Watt, welcome back to Kenosha Sports Extra.
Hey, Coach Eggs. Thanks for having me.
So it went Bradford's way in the Battle of the Crosstown Rivals this last week. Bradford scoring early and often and employing the ground game quite a bit and taking care of Tremper 48-6 on Kenosha's north side.
Yeah, it was a one-sided game for certain. Tremper just never seemed to be able to get going in any particular direction, Bradford looked maybe played their best game on both sides of the ball. They are just a very impressive team and getting better week in, week out. I'm really wishing they would have played that Franklin game, because who knows now what the future holds, you know.
Speaking of the future, it appears that the Bradford IT game is most definitely canceled. Then there was speculation that there may be another game added in, but it appears that that may not be happening. And at the end of the day, any kind of playoff scenario seems to be something set into a regional type format, with four teams, one versus four, two versus three, in kind of a two-week setup. Now, that's just, I'm just kind of glossing over it, only because it does very little good to say, well, this is what, because it could very easily change by tomorrow morning, and it certainly could change by the time I get this thing edited and actually put together. So that being said, as of this moment, I believe we're in a holding pattern to see what the future actually does hold.
Yeah, it's been a weird year. It's been difficult for these coaches, difficult for these players. Obviously for the administrators, for the parents, it's been difficult, but you know, everyone you talk to, they're still looking at the glass half full because they got a chance to play. You know, I feel very, very bad for a lot of these kids in the Racine area, which, you know, they have incredible teams and unbelievable athletes that most likely won't have a season at all, because I don't buy the spring ball is going to happen. And then all those Milwaukee teams missing out. So, yeah, every coach and parent and player, as goofy as this season has been, they're still very, very happy and that they got a chance to play at all. So it's been a wild ride and sad at times in terms of what the season became for some of these teams and how many games they missed out on. But you got to look on the bright side, Higgs.
Got to look on the bright side. Tommy Watt talking a little high school football, and back quickly to the Bradford-Tremper game. I feel a little bit bad for the Bradford guys in this, that if you look at, like, the Wisconsin basketball team last year, and they were, like, you know, middle of the road in the middle of the season, and then just put on a great run at the end, and a very young team kind of matured before your very eyes, and then they, you know, won a share of the Big Ten title, and you're like, wow, these guys are really playing well, and then it just stops. And it's like when you see a team like this with Bradford, where you watched them from day one, and now you watch them in this last game, and you're like, jeepers, they got good, really good, better every game. Seems like they're shooting themselves in the foot a little bit less, and it's just a shame that it wouldn't be like a full field and say, all right, let's take a shot and see how good we really are. Because I don't know enough about the entire landscape to know whether or not they could be in the conversation of you know, being in the best of the best. But boy, I think you'd have to go a long way to get a team that plays any better, that's got any more talent. I mean, there's no reason they couldn't be competitive. That's not to say they're going to go out there and anybody's going to lay down for them, but I think in a regular scenario, that team could go fairly deep.
Yeah, I agree 100%. They have everything in place. They have an incredible defense. They have a power running game, which if you look in the last 3-4 years of who wins the state title, it's power running that has really gotten these teams there, because when you get later in the season, the weather starts getting cold, the wind picks up, you start seeing rain and snow, you have to be able to run the ball. And Bradford 100% has proven they can pound the rock. And, you know, Brock Lampe, when he's not rumbling for 5, 6, 7 yards, we have Parker that can break one at any moment. And now they added Crump to the backfield, who was a running back his freshman and sophomore year, and he took one to the house as well. I mean, he's just as fast as Parks. And let's see here. Brock Lampe had 110 yards, which is unbelievable. Funny story, actually. He tells his coach, Coach Lynn, he goes, "Hey, Coach, I'm going to get 110 yards today." And Coach Lynn goes, "Why not 120? Just joking around. Well, he ends up with 110 yards exactly.
Beautiful.
So that's funny, a good story. But, yeah, I think Bradford, I mean, they have everything in place. Nate Olson, they have the receivers. Their defensive backs play very fast, play very athletic. Their linebackers led, again, with Brock. They flow to the ball and they gang tackle. I mean, I would love to see a matchup between Bradford, Kimberly, Muskego, Maguanago. I mean, get them in there against some of these better teams, and I don't know if we're going to see it this year. I hope we get to see a little bit of it. I'd love to see this Arrowhead game. Whoever's stopping this game from happening must not love football, because that would be a fantastic game and a great test to see exactly where Bradford is. You know, so let's hope we get a chance to see a couple, 2, 3, 4 more games, because Bradford, I think, is set up to go deep, and they are they're a fun team to watch. I can't say enough good things about them.
Talking to Tommy Watt about high school football and Tremper. Maybe don't quite have the horses just yet. Played hard. Ryan McGonigal, when he was given a little time to throw, he could you know, complete some balls. The touchdown pass was a dime. That was a beautiful throw. But it just, the Bradford defense was in his grill. And you're right, those defensive backs. I mean, you kind of try to put your finger on what you see in any given day, and one day it's like, wow, those receivers are amazing, and the next day you say, oh, wow, that quarterback is really good, and, you know, you kind of work your way through the thing. And I'll tell you what, this last game, those D-backs, man, oh, man, they were absolutely everywhere, and they were aggressive. They played downhill. When it came to the run, they hit. They were blowing up the bubble screens, which, you know, I always feel is a sign of a good high school defense, when you don't get taken behind and sit there and kind of dance around with those bubble screens. They were just blowing those things up left and right. Mylon Smith, the Crumps were all over the place. Cade LaFond, those guys really, really played well. And, like, you know, Brock gets a lot of exposure, and he should. He's incredible. But, like, Jari Jones and Dan Rossman, man, they just keep coming at you. And those guys are all really, really good. And the kid that punts the ball can punt it a mile. The kid that kicks the ball is a good kicker. They usually don't make mistakes on special teams. It's like I said, I don't really know enough about what everybody else has got, but I know I've seen a lot of high school football games in my life, and they don't have a whole lot of weaknesses out there.
No, you hit on it. Yeah, they're loaded, and they kind of do remind me of the state championship team, where they're just really not a hole on their team. You know, no one that they need to hide, because they're pretty solid all the way across. So, and you know, obviously not making any excuses for Tremper, but I just found out today, and I didn't know this, that they had seven starters out, which makes a little bit more sense of why it was so much more lopsided. But you can't take anything away from Branford. They played phenomenal, and they deserve that win 100%. And I think they are, unfortunately, if this was a regular season, I think you're right. Absolutely. They would go very, very deep into the playoffs. And I think they would give a team like Muskego or Maguanago or Kimberly up north, I think they'd give them a good run. So let's hope and pray that we get some type of a playoffs, and they can really show what they can do against the top tier teams. You know,
talking to Tommy Watt about high school football, let's transition quickly with the understanding that we're in a holding pattern on what we can do as far as reporting on what's coming next in the high school game. But before we go, a quick shout out to your recent champions on the team that you coach. Great high school football teams start with great little guys football teams, and I understand you guys brought home some hardware.
Oh, yeah, my seventh grade team with the Boys and Girls Club, the blue seventh grade Blue Knights. We had we didn't technically have a playoffs, but we won the season with the wins and losses, and we had the most points scored. And so we have a great team. Tony Fisher is the head coach, and he is a fantastic guy that really gives back a lot to the community. We have a lot of talented players on this team that I think you'll see in the years coming. So it's going to be a lot of fun watching these kids develop, you know, next year in the eighth grade and watch them going through high school. But I love youth football, and I encourage every parent to get their kids involved as young as possible against Kenosha football. We need to really get this program running like it used to. Just when my son was in the CYC at the time, which is now the Boys and Girls Club, you know, for our what we would call juniors, we had three divisions of six teams each. Now we're lucky to have one team per age group. So, you know, the baseball being played now in summer and fall, and, you know, soccer is taking a lot of kids, and a lot of kids are starting to specialize at a much younger age. So, you know, they'll decide, oh, I'm only going to play baseball. I'm only going to play football. I'm only going to play track. You know, I'm only going to do this. And it's taken a toll on youth football, and unfortunately, it's taken a toll on our overall football level of competitiveness that you're going to see at the high school level. You know, Franklin, Muskego, Oak Creek, all these teams have feeder programs. You know, I've been pounding the drum that we need a feeder program in the Kenosha area, so we have a junior Trojans and a junior Red Devils and a junior Hawks and, you know, St. Joe's. So we really, really need to try to get a hold of that somehow. Or I don't know how we can compete, you know, going forward. But that's a whole nother discussion. We could probably have a whole show just on that. But I would like to mention something I just read, so that our listeners can make sure they check this out. Your piece on Ryan McGonigal and Brock Lampe on the question and answer, one of the greatest articles you've put together, and I just read it. It's incredible. It's on Kenosha Sports Extra. You can check it out now. But Coach Eggs is an incredible writer, and we just love that article. Good job on that.
Thank you. You know, you got two kids like that you know you can pull that off and say, hey, I just want you to just talk about the other guy, and he'll talk about you, and you know, tie it all into, like, who did I compete with when I was younger, and then when we got to high school, you're against them for whatever reason, and or vice versa. Yeah. You know, my buddy Paul Grahowski, it was like we played against each other first, and then we played together. And, it, you know, it's kind of the names somewhat change, but the names still stay the same. And, you know, Ryan McGonigal isn't Dan McGonigal, but he sure as hell looks a lot like him. And, you know, as time goes on, you know, the generation after generation, I just think it's one of the things that makes Kenosha unique and cool. So, you know, it's easy to write a good story about Brock and Ryan. They're great kids. And you know, but to bring it from an angle like, yeah, and these are just two of the guys that represent something that we're all very familiar with. And you, like I said, you know you're going to get away with it with kids like that because they are unselfish and they know it's about them, and they still know that are smart enough to know that it's really not about them. It's about everybody.
Yeah, what a fantastic idea to put that together. And I'm only sorry that you didn't do it sooner, because, and I look forward to you doing it more often, because that's the kind of thing we need in this community, that we, you know, we praise these kids that are high character kids, and we love the competitive nature and the great teamsmanship, and just, you know, those two kids are exactly what you want out of student athletes. And I'm glad that you brought them to the front of the page there, and they that was an awesome article, and well deserved on both of those kids there. I coached both of them, and I coached Brock for 5 years. He always played up with his older brothers, and I coached Ryan just for a little bit of time, helping out coach Louis Kyra. But great article. Can't say enough about it.
Tommy Watt, we appreciate your time and your effort and your energy and your love for football in Kenosha, Wisconsin. We're going to see what next week brings, and hopefully we'll be talking about more football sooner than later, but we'll do it again next week. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Coach. Take care.